Radio Prague News.
The Czech Army wants more fighter planes due to the security situation in Europe. President Miloš Zeman was the target of verbal abuse during a walkabout on Tuesday. And over 60% of Czechs believe that work opportunities were greater prior to the fall of communism, according to a new poll. The Czech Army would like the government to increase the number of Gripen supersonic fighter jets at its disposal from the current 14 to 20 due to the security situation in Europe. The chief of the country's air force, Brigadier General Libor Štefaník, said on Tuesday that it was just daydreaming to imagine that the international security situation would calm. He said it wasn't time for the Czech Republic to close its eyes to what it could probably expect in future. The government has already signed an extension to a contract under which it has leased 14 Gripens for a 10-year period at a cost of 20 billion crowns. President Miloš Zeman was the target of verbal abuse during a visit to Opava in northern Moravia on Tuesday. When Mr. Zeman appeared on the main square in the town, demonstrators shouted "Shame on Opava" and "Russian cockroach," the latter evidently a reference to his perceived support for Moscow. People also carried signs playing on swear words the president used in a recent radio interview. Mr. Zeman told journalists that loud mouths were to be found everywhere and one had to get used to them in democracy. Over 60% of Czechs believe that work opportunities, social certainty and personal safety were greater prior to the fall of communism, suggests an opinion poll by CVVM published on Tuesday. By contrast, respondents express satisfaction with the amount of freedom they now enjoy. Around 80% of those polled said that opportunities to study and work abroad had improved since 1989, as had access to free information. Official estimates of the economic damage caused by organised crime in the Czech Republic have been revised sharply upwards. Czech television reported on Tuesday that the Ministry of the Interior's anti-mafia plan had in the past put the damage at hundreds of millions of crowns a year. However, in the first half of 2014, the ministry believes that organised crime cost the state 11 billion crowns. The government is due to discuss the ministry's latest strategy paper on Wednesday, when ministers will also discuss a new criminal code. 40,000 people have signed a petition organised by the Civic Democrats calling for a referendum on whether the Czech Republic should adopt the common European currency. The leader of the right-wing opposition party, Petr Fiala, said on Tuesday that repeated opinion polls suggested two-thirds of the population were opposed to bringing in the euro. The first deputy leader of the Civic Democrats, Jan Zahradil, said the petition represented a call on the Czech government to negotiate an exception under which the country wouldn't have to adopt the currency. A number of valuable works by Czech artists are set to go under the hammer at Sotheby's in London on Wednesday. The auction house is selling off the collection of US couple Mary and Roy Cullen, who've amassed over 100 pieces by Czech avant-garde artists in the last quarter century. Among the most sought-after works is likely to be Message from the Forest by Toyen. It's expected to go for £1 million. The Czech ice hockey player Jaromír Jágr is now joint sixth all-time highest scorer in the history of the NHL. After finding the net for his club, New Jersey Devils, in a 2-4 defeat to Boston Bruins on Monday. Jágr, who is 42, now has 708 goals, the same number as Mike Gartner. The Kladno-born right wing has achieved that tally despite leaving the NHL to play for Omsk in the Russian-centred Continental Hockey League between 2008 and 2011. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.